Movie reviews. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured.
New in theaters is The Northman, a Viking revenge tale set in 895 AD, where the aging Viking king, Warraven, played by Ethan Hawke, decided it's time to show his 13-year-old son, Amleth, the rites of passage as he begins his path to becoming a king himself one day. Well, Warraven's brother Fulnir, played by Claes Bang, is having none of it, and he decides to kill Warraven and Amleth to take the throne. He succeeds with his brother, but the boy escapes. But before doing so, the boy sees his mother, Queen Gudrun, played by Nicole Kidman, being taken by Fulnir's men to become the king's new bride. He vows to return to avenge his father's death and save his mother, and does so years later as a grown man, played by a very ripped Alexander Skarsgård. There's no way around it. This film, directed by Robert Eggers, The Northman, feels like a cross between the show Vikings and Shakespeare on an acid trip. The tale, based on a Scandinavian legend, actually inspired Hamlet, and there's a lot of bizarre imagery, lots of grunting and groaning and guttural sounds, and Vikings howling lives like wolves. I mean, this is really strange stuff. It does manage to settle down, though, enough for the story to make sense and take some wicked turns, and actually ends up being a pretty decent movie that, in a small way, reminded me of Gladiator. The Northman is new in theaters.
That does sound kind of interesting. But it's like when they do stuff like that, then you're like, okay, what are we doing right here?
Yeah. What kind of illegal substances are you imbibing in here? Because it is so bizarre.
Really
Kelly.
Weird. Okay.
You know, but this guy has a reputation, Robert Eggers, for doing bizarre films. And he seems to be attracting some really talented people to them. I mean, Robert Pattinson, who just played the Batman 3 years ago, joined Willem Dafoe for a movie called The Lighthouse, which was a very strange movie. Prior to that, he did another movie called The Witch, which in a way was a good thing because he, really brought to light the talents of this young actress named Anya Taylor-Joy, who is in the great Netflix series, The King's Gambit. Now, she's in this film as well, and she's spectacular. I mean, that's the other thing. When you come to a film like this, you know, you realize, yeah, it's really bizarre and everything, but it is really well done for what, you know, whatever he's trying to achieve. And the other thing is, you know, you have to have a solid cast to keep things grounded, you know, to keep that foundation. And obviously he's got some big stars here with, you know, Nicole Kidman. What doesn't Nicole Kidman do these days? I mean, she's in everything.
Yeah.
But you know, you also have Ethan Hawke, who has been a solid actor his whole career. And like I say, Anya Taylor-Joy. And again, Alexander Skarsgård, of, you know, a very charismatic actor. Now, this is a Viking tale, so it is very bloody and very violent. So I will warn audiences about that. This is not a tale about the Minnesota Vikings. This is about the Vikings, the Vikings of old,
right,
of real old. And they were kind of, they did what they wanted to. And it's kind of frightening to see how savage the world was centuries ago.
Yeah. That part, I have trouble dealing with those kind of scenes. So I don't know. Would this be something that is the story? It's weird, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do know. I mean, I do know that I'm repulsed by some of this excessive violence.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Again, there's some mystical stuff to it. There are seers and different things like that. I mean, it's somewhat of a fantasy tale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference when you see violence in fantasy stuff as opposed to hard-hitting, true-life crime tales,
yeah,
where you know it was real. But I guess, you know, you could say that all this sort of savagery took place centuries ago. So
Yeah,
maybe it's more real than, you know, than just like I say, the whole fantasy element kind of takes you away from that and maybe makes you forget about it. But yeah, it's a tough one to watch at times.
I'm probably too much of a mom, but I have this issue with violence in movies. A little bit, because I know every kid is different. And I'm sorry, but if I was a little kid and I was 7 years old, You know, and eventually this is going to make its way to TV. And if I was living in today's time, I'm in the bathtub and my parents aren't expecting me to get out of the bathtub. All of a sudden I walk in the living room and I see some of this stuff happening. I think that it would affect me. I think that I would have nightmares. I mean, when it gets that violent, you know, it's just something a kid doesn't expect to see. It's not
totally
for kids.
Agree.
I know. It's not about that because it's just me saying, I don't know. I think I'm still too young sometimes to see this stuff. I just don't like it, but
our perspectives change as we get older and as we have kids and, you know, those kids grow up and, you know, I tried to keep PG or R-rated. I let them watch PG-13 films, but I tried to keep R-rated stuff away from them as long as I possibly could.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the age of phones and tablets and this and that and the other thing, you know, having more than one TV with a satellite connected to it. I mean,
they go to a friend's house.
You just can't do it.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on
there. Naturally.
Right. It just happens. So I want to know when Ozark's coming back.
Ozark is back today.
Is it?
7 episodes, part 2. And they don't waste any time getting down to business because, and I don't know how much we should talk about what happened with part 1, Kelly, because something very significant happens.
And we can't
regarding
talk about
one of the principal characters. And I will just say that, you know, they get down to business pretty quickly in this. So much so in a shocking sort of way. Mm-hmm. It's like, you expect that the storyline that, you know, ended part 1 to, you know, kind of be played out throughout the season. And it's sort of part 2 of the season. And it sort of does. But again, I that's part of the great part of the show. You just, there are some things you just don't expect.
Right. And this one, I think it's so close to the other, you know, the early release that maybe they felt they didn't have to do that because they released them pretty much like, what, a month or two apart?
Yeah, it was really quickly. I mean, at first when you hear, 14 episodes, you know, two parts, you're thinking, oh, they're really going to spread this apart. But it was probably a couple, 3 months.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing for me, Kelly, is that, you know, since I do a lot of reviews of Netflix stuff, I do, you know, I'm in touch with their PR and I do have access to a lot of these episodes in advance. So I actually completed, that's how good it is. Obviously, I completed all 7 episodes at least a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
I wasn't going to wait. But then again, you got to sit there and somebody brings up Ozark and it's like, oh yeah, I heard that's coming back. You know, you can't,
like,
you don't want to,
invite someone taking you hostage. So, yeah, they'll be like, Tim, you're taking me to your house and I want to watch the rest of it.
Well, there's that too. Yeah, but as far as just keeping secrets, you know, I mean, I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Because again, they're going to start prying you and I'm especially not going to post it online. And plus, you know, you got to respect the embargoes of the studios and the streaming services because again, they want... you know, the internet is not a spoiler free place.
And
you got to respect the audience, and say, you know, I'm not going to spoil this for anybody. So just do the best thing and just pretend that you haven't seen it along with everybody else.
Right. Just don't get in there. We got so much to talk about. We just got three minutes though. I mean, there's other things that are coming out. Like I know, you said something about, on Paramount Plus, there's some new stuff, but you've done interviews with some pretty cool people. And I want to make sure people know that they get a chance to hear those interviews.
Yeah, well, certainly. Thank you, Kelly. Well, first of all, The Offer on Paramount Plus is about the making of The Godfather. This just premiered yesterday. This is a narrative series. Okay. So you have actors playing Al Pacino and Francis Ford Coppola and different and Marlon Brando and different people like that. You got the first 3 episodes that are available on Paramount Plus so far. I love the series. I really do.
Cool.
Other one is out yesterday. It's called Under the Banner of Heaven. This is based on a true crime story about the murder of a young mother and her baby daughter in the Mormon community in Utah in 1984. And it's a very compelling series. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. And for that, I did interview Andrew Garfield and Gil Birmingham, who played the detective partners investigating the crime in the film. So that was a thrill. But it's a lot of fun to talk with Andrew because I had to see where does Spider-Man go from here? Because, yeah, of course, he appeared in Spider-Man No Way Home. So please check out the interview. I have a link to it on my site, directconversations.com. Yeah. And you can find out his thoughts about where Spider-Man goes from here. So it's really a lot of fun to get these opportunities. And, you know, on the heels of really one of the all-time biggest films now, Spider-Man No Way Home. I mean, this thing is huge.
I did get to see, is that the one I saw that had, I don't want to give it away in case other people have seen it, but it was
let's just say that some people come back from the prior films.
Yep, I did see
and,
it.
And, yeah, so, you know, for those, because you just can't presume that everybody has seen it. But,
It's good.
You'll be very pleased seeing it. If you're a fan of the Spider-Man films dating back to 2002, first film came out 20 years ago. Pretty wild.
Oh, my God. It's hard to believe. That is so hard to believe. But it is a good series. And I always think of myself as not really a superhero kind of fan. But whenever I watch them, I'm in. I'm in those. I'm in, you know, Aquaman. I'm in all of the movies with all the superhero kind of characters that do it. And speaking of that, I just saw that again with Nicole Kidman, you know, as she's, you know, Aquaman's mother, you know, she's the queen. Yes.
She's terrific.
Yeah, she's terrific in everything she does. Yeah, she's so good. All right, Tim. Well, I hope that you have a nice weekend. I hope you find a spot that doesn't have a raindrop in it and you find it and you get some sunshine. And I will see you back here next week.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. Have a great weekend.
All right. It's Tim Lammers for our movie reviews. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And you can learn more online at MinnesotaPersonalInjuryMN.com. 10:30. We're at 46 degrees. I know. Showers? I'm so surprised. Showers today, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. It's time now for news.